Hey everyone, welcome back to 404 Podcast Not Found. Today I'm going to be starting us off. My name is Ari, and today I have with me Dylan.
Hi!
And today we also have Chaim.
Howdy!
And today is going to be a special edition where we're going to do Would You Rather instead of having a conversation. So I'm going to be listing a bunch of Would You Rather prompts, and then we're all going to like discuss about which ones we would rather do. And then I have some fun facts about each of the Would You Rathers that I can read out also.
Let's get this show on the road.
So the first prompt we have, would you rather not be able to eat again until you see a bald eagle in the wild or until you can find a four-leaf clover?
I want to make a bald joke so badly right there.
I feel like a bald eagle is easier to find than a four-leaf clover.
Wait, where are we in the wild? Are we somewhere where these things can be found?
Wild. It doesn't specify. It just says in the wild.
You're at the White House.
Yeah, I feel so like it would matter where your location is. If you're like in Ireland, I don't know if that's where four-leaf clovers are, but that's the first thing I think of. It's probably easier to find four-leaf clovers than like in New York City, you know what I mean? So, like, if I had to stay where we lived in New York City, probably an eagle, because I don't think I would find a four-leaf clover.
I think
clover.
We would die either way. So
probably.
Yeah, probably. Wait, actually, I might say a four-leaf clover, because you could just, like, have a manufacturing process.
Can we create one?
It doesn't say in the wild. It just says four-leaf clover.
You can buy one off of eBay.
Buy one off of eBay. You just have to look at it or find it.
Find it on the internet.
Whatever. Okay, so here are some facts. It is believed that there are only about 100,000 bald eagles on the planet, and half of them live in Alaska.
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 Yeah, I don't know why I said it like that. Anyways, so that's a small amount, so maybe not. And then for a four-leaf clover, it says finding a four-leaf clover is considered good luck, but they're not too easy to find. There are about 10,000 three-leaf clovers for every four-leaf clover. Wow.
So I could just tape another leaf onto the three-leaf clover, and that's it.
Okay. Next prompt. Would you rather always have to write with your wrong hand or always have to write with your eyes closed?
Eyes closed. Easy.
I feel like a blind person has an easier time writing than someone who like has to write with their left hand.
Yeah, I'd rather write with my left hand.
I mean, you can
hand.
Adjust, but like it'll take you a while to adjust. You already know how to write and like you'll figure out the lines. Like,
but what if you like start like writing off the line?
You'll never know. But I mean, if you're doing it with your left hand, I don't think you'll ever be able to learn.
I mean, you can learn.
Yeah, it's just so much tougher.
So, I think we all agree, eyes closed, right?
No, okay, next no, one. I don't.
Wait, we're saying left hand as if everybody in the world is
righties.
Well,
all righties. Three of us are righties. So.
We're all righties, yeah.
I'd rather write with my left hand.
Why would you rather write with your left hand, Chaim?
Because... what if, like, you're writing on a piece of paper and you start writing off the piece of paper onto your desk because you can't see where to stop? How would you be able to copy the board? Like, you look at the board, you close your eyes, and I guess start writing. Okay.
No. You just type that. I mean, like writing notes, you could always use computers, but, like, for writing things, like, I don't know, you could always find a way against it, but...
No, even for typing, what if you're typing? It's, like, it's a lot harder. I mean, I need to look at the keyboard when I type.
Well, that's rare.
I mean, it said writing, not typing. Anyways, okay, never mind.
Okay, next question. Would you rather drink a glass of really spicy mustard or eat a bag of French fries found in a sidewalk garbage can?
Sidewalk garbage can. I hate mustard.
Drink the mustard.
I would rather drink mustard. I love mustard.
I'm like such a sanitation freak. No way.
I'm a sanitation freak also, but I just... first off, it's really spicy. Second off, it's mustard. I hate mustard.
I hate both of those too, but like I'd rather barf in the garbage can.
But also like think about this. Which would take more time? Like drink a glass of spicy mustard or eating a bag of French fries? Like I feel French fries would take more time. So whatever's quickest.
But one of them I would vomit. The other one I would gag, but I wouldn't vomit.
You would die. You would die from like some sort of disease when you eat that bag of French fries.
I mean, like if I go outside like a McDonald's or something at the end of the day, they probably like throw out all their leftover French fries. So that wouldn't be so bad because, you know, it's just them throwing out all their leftovers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you really want to eat something that other people have touched all over, though? Also, it's in a garbage can. Like, even if they didn't really touch it, like, it's touched other things.
It's disgusting.
It's true, but I just hate mustard.
Well, that's where we disagree. Okay, would you rather be a boy and have a girl's name or be a girl and have a and have 10 brothers? I was expecting that to say be a girl and have a boy's name, but no. Would you rather be a boy and have a girl's name or be a girl and have 10 brothers?
I'd rather be a girl and have 10 brothers. Sorry, I don't want to be made fun of my entire life.
Yeah, having 10 brothers would definitely not let you be made fun of. They would just, like, kill anyone who'd made fun of you.
I mean, yeah, just because you have 10 brothers. Who says they're bad brothers? They could be nice brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as they're not, like, murdering me.
I mean, yeah.
And they're murdering other people that, like, mess with me.
Okay, so it also, it tells you top 10 girls' names, but I'll just read a couple of them. Apparently the top girl name in 2005 was Emily. I feel like if you had a name like Emily, you could get a nickname to seem like you were a boy.
Emilio.
I feel like it would be better to not have so many siblings. Like, that seems really stressful.
I mean, I'm okay with that many siblings.
It's because you already have that many siblings.
I don't have 10 siblings.
Yes, you do.
I have 4 other siblings.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like having 10 brothers is too many. I'd rather have a girl's name. You could just, like, make a nickname that just doesn't seem like a girl's name. All right, next prompt. Would you rather be hit by lightning or be bitten by a shark?
Hit by lightning. I'd rather get hit by lightning.
I think my biggest fear is sharks. So if I ever get bitten by a shark, I think I would just die. Just like, of fear. But like lightning, you could survive and I wouldn't be terrified. So
yeah, you could survive lightning. But like sharks, it's implied that you're, I mean, unless you're in like a cage or like in an aquarium and you just fall in. But either way, you're probably going
to die. Actually, the fun fact about sharks says that an average of 16 shark attacks happen in the U.S. every year. But most of them aren't deadly. So,
but there's a chance that it will be deadly.
Okay, but only 16 occur every year.
Yeah, but they're saying there's 100% chance in this situation.
Who says it has to be a big shark?
Bitten by a shark.
Yeah, but it's not deadly necessarily. It could just like bite your arm and you have like scratch marks or something. Even if that happened, I would just die of like fear though. I don't know.
No hope for you.
Yeah, I'd rather just like get struck by lightning. I would just die like immediately. Okay, would you rather have hair so greasy it always drips no matter how much you wash it? Or have a constant drooling problem?
I already have that. It doesn't matter.
Chaim already has a constant drooling problem, so I think that's what he'd pick.
I hate oily hair, so it's so perfect.
Yeah, my hair is also always oily, so I'd rather have a drooling problem. What about you, Dylan?
You can have free oil no matter what. Like, you can light a fire with it.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
It's gross, but like as a survival tactic, if you're thinking
Well, how often do you find yourself in the middle of the woods and you're like, oh my god, if only I had some greasy hair that I could dip into this wood that I could light a fire? Like, if only that happened. I'd rather be able to like walk around and not have my hair dripping everywhere.
And I feel like nobody would want to go next to you.
I mean, practically, I'd rather have the dripping hair.
I can't believe that.
Not even practically, like in a survivalist situation, I would rather have the dripping hair because I have oil to start a fire. But in like every other situation, yes, okay, I would rather have the drooling.
Would you rather go to your first day of school with your eyebrows completely shaved off or with your bottom lip puffed up to 5 times its normal size?
Being that both happened to Chaim.
No, it's never happened to me.
Yeah, Chaim, why don't you explain your experience in that matter?
I think puffed up lip. Like, how long does it last for, even?
It doesn't specify. It just says... And not just puffed up. It's 5 times its normal size. Like, at least my eyebrows will grow back.
I assume it's just for one day, right?
You can draw in eyebrows. Or you can have, like, transplant eyebrows.
Yeah, you could draw them on with a marker.
Yeah.
No one would notice. They will.
What do you mean, Chaim? Nobody would notice.
You know, I'll just, like, wear a hat, in like, a bandana over my eyebrows.
Yeah, I would do eyebrows.
You can wear a hat or something. You can cover it up. I think I would agree eyebrows.
No, I agree puffed up lip. The 5 times the size.
All right. Next prompt. Would you rather eat a live snake or a dead jellyfish?
Live snake or dead jellyfish? Jellyfish still can shock you when they're dead, I think, if I'm right. So, live
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're mostly made of water.
Yeah, but...
It's not a fish. It's a snake. You have to eat a live snake.
Yeah, jellyfish. Jellyfish.
Snake. Yeah, if it's like a non-poisonous snake.
I'd rather eat a jellyfish because they're less scary. Snake could, like, wiggle around in your body and, like, try to go up your esophagus. I'd be like,
You eat it from the back. You eat it from the back and you slowly move up.
Yeah. Oh my god, so like as you're eating it and then it's like its body is inside of you and its like head is like as it slowly goes down in your throat and you like swallow its head.
No, I don't want an animal inside of me that's gonna wiggle around.
What if it bites you in your mouth?
You eat it from the back up.
I don't think it's gonna die if you start chewing it. I think it's just gonna get really mad at you and then kill you.
It doesn't say
who says you have to eat it whole?
Does it say
who says you have to eat it whole?
How are you eating a live snake that's not whole?
You just chew it, and it dies as you're chewing it.
Yeah, that's why I would eat it from the back. You eat the snake from the back, forward.
That's why you just eat the jellyfish.
Yeah, I don't know, Dylan, what's wrong with you? I'm eating a jellyfish, and we're moving on, because you're wrong. Would you rather wear a bicycle helmet everywhere you go, or carry an open umbrella everywhere you go?
Wait, what was it?
Wear a bicycle helmet everywhere you go, or carry an open bike umbrella helmet. Everywhere?
Bike helmet.
Yeah, bike helmet.
Yeah.
You're safe and, like, you don't have to bring an umbrella ever. But if it starts to rain, you might be changing
that's
your mind.
That's true. Also, like, it's good for this for if it's really sunny and hot out.
Open umbrellas?
Bike yeah, helmet, but so yeah. Helmet.
Yeah, you would start sweating in the helmet.
Yeah. Whatever. We all agree, helmet. So let's move on. Would you rather never be able to cut your fingernails or never be able to cut your toenails?
No good options. Ew.
I feel like toenails because no one sees that.
Toenails. Except when you go to the pool.
It's a fact, man.
No, fingernails because you wear socks.
Yeah, but you want everyone to see your fingernails gross?
Yeah, but like imagine how uncomfortable it is. Like it's wrapping around your foot.
Yeah, they'll break on their own.
What, your toenails? Your toenails will break eventually.
Yeah, but...
You see those Ripley's Believe It or Not things?
Less likely to happen on accident.
No, they
more
won't.
So on purpose.
I mean, they'll get cracked because you're trying to...
I feel like. Your fingernails would just be like a foot long and you'll be like, well, if I accidentally do this, they would just break, but no, you can't do that.
Also, Dylan, how are you supposed to play ukulele with super long fingernails?
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
Facts.
You wouldn't be able to play any instrument.
Toenails.
Or you wouldn't be able to play video games, or you wouldn't be able to like write with a pencil... Or with a pen, you wouldn't be able
toenails.
To use a computer. I mean, like, definitely.
I switched to toenails, Ari.
Okay, good. Next prompt, and this is going to be the final one. Would you rather suck a little of the... Okay, let me start over. Would you rather suck a little of the drool off a dog's mouth after he comes back from a run? Would you rather share a bowl of dog food with a dog at the same time he's eating?
Oh.
How much of the dog food do I have to eat? You're the dungeon master. Well, metaphorically, dungeon master, Ari. You get to choose.
You have to each eat half of it.
I think dog food because he's not going to like barge his head in the space I'm eating.
That's true.
I won't eat his drool most likely. Maybe a little bit. But I don't want to suck it off his face.
I don't know. I think drool because like... Dog drool, like apparently dogs' mouths are much cleaner than human
but
mouths.
The idea is gross. Supposedly cow tongue is like pretty healthy, right? It's meat, but like the idea of the cow and its tongue touching everything.
Yeah, but like if you could just get past that and just look
at reality. Yeah, but psychologically you'll just be destroyed.
Also like the amount of drool you have to drink rather than like food you have to eat. Like eating food is harder than drinking.
I know, but who says the dog food tastes bad?
It tastes bad.
Ari's talking from experience. It tastes bad.
I used to have to feed my dog. It doesn't smell good.
What type of dog food are you talking about?
I don't know. Just the dry dog food. It's not yummy.
I don't know. What if it's like liquidy, like gooey dog food?
Yo, that's even worse.
It is. That's how dog food is.
Not all of it.
Most of it.
Like mine, like the one I've seen looks like Cocoa Puffs.
That's what they all look like. And they don't taste like Cocoa Puffs.
Have you ever eaten?
Yes.
No. What?
I was like 4 years old and I was at like a family friend's house and I just picked one up and ate it.
Disgusting.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. Well, on that note, it's going to be the end of today's episode talking about dog food.
Yeah, It was really interesting. Would you rather? I think this was a good test, and then maybe we'll do more. Maybe like truth or dare or something like that. I don't know how we would do that.
We'll figure it out. We could do more like talking games and stuff like that, maybe.
Yeah. Being that this is the end of the episode, I'm just going to say our social media is at 404podnotfound. Our email is 404podnotfound@gmail.com. Listen to us, all our future episodes, by following us on whatever listening platform you're listening to, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Play Music, or our website, 404podnotfound.castos.com. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. See you next time.
You already said see you next. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Chaim's dead.
Oh, okay. I'm back.